control what you can control and don't worry about what you can't control. Because if you do worry about what you can't control, it's a never-ending prophecy of negativity. But by focusing on what you can control, you can go to bed because you did everything in your human potential to make sure the outcome turned out the right way.
Welcome to Modern Business Operations, where we talk with leaders about how ops is adapting to our modern world.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Modern Business Operations. My name is Sagi. I'm the CEO and founder of Tonkin. And today I have the pleasure of hosting Adam. Adam Sedlak is the CEO of UFC Gym. Adam, thank you for joining me.
Sagi, thank you for having me as a guest. I appreciate it.
Oh, that is my pleasure. I love the little bit of background that I have, but I really want to maybe kick this off with a little bit of how you started UFC Gym. What is UFC Gym? How you got to this? And, you know, we can take it from there, but please.
Yeah, no, love to. So take a step back. Myself personally, I started in the fitness industry in 1994. So I'm one of the old guys now. And I started with 24-Hour Fitness and was very lucky to have some good business results there and mentored by Mark Masterov, who was the founder and CEO of 24-Hour Fitness. He ended up moving me across the country 20 times to learn different DMAs and different profiles of consumers. And eventually, Mark sold the company in 2005 and later left in 2007. And a lot of us ended up leaving as he departed the company. Part of that was as Mark went to Fitness Gyms 2.0, he was very connected with Lorenzo Fertitta and Dana White with the UFC. And they wanted to start a concept based on how a UFC athlete trains and prepares for a fight. Well, when Mark called me on that concept, initially I thought maybe he lost it a little bit and mentally he wasn't all there. But, you know, Mark is known in our industry as a person that can see the future of where fitness is going. And where Mark saw it was the innovation of how the UFC athletes trains, which is very functional. In 2008, boutiques were just starting to become a growth segment. And so as UFC Gym entered the fitness market, we saw the opportunity to create community in the fitness, empowerment, purpose in fitness, and really, really not make a member experience transactional, but very much more community-centric, where a consumer could have a team of coaches and fellow members to help that member get to the best version of who they can become. And so we started UFC Gym in 2009 in Concord, California, kind of close to where you're at in the East Bay. And from that point forward, we built 5 gyms right away and then acquired a franchise company in 2013. And we started our international development in around 2015. And now we're developing in 42 countries around the globe. And we're psyched, man. We're motivated. We're pumped about what tomorrow brings us. And we're really, really excited about the lives that we change every single day to make somebody just a little bit better from a self-confidence perspective.
First of all, that's incredible. So congratulations on the success. I have a lot of questions, but I'll actually start with a personal note. I 100% understand the value. I personally started boxing a few years ago, which is obviously not one-to-one, but you know, martial arts and as a way to both build confidence, build, you know, train as physically as well as mentally, like I'm a believer. Tell me for a second, or maybe if folks listening to UFC also obviously being on the rise, I think, popularity. I don't know if it's the last few, only 5 years or a little bit longer than that, but at least in my radar, it really kind of picked up in the last 5-6 years. Obviously, the President Trump is close to the leadership there, but also just endorsing the events. And I think martial arts, like, you know, in general came back. I'm sure you feel it, but maybe let me start with a simpler question. Is that training people to act or fight or like spar, or is it just taking the fundamentals of what it means to train to be a fighter, or a combination of the two?
Great question. So think about a member funnel, right? And why people join gyms. So typically, consumers will join a gym for a unique value proposition or just to go get a workout on the workout floor, whether it's a bench press or curls or cardiovascular activity or what have you, right? So what we did strategically was we identified how a UFC athlete trained to prepare for a fight, right? We looked at everything they did. They created a community around them that provided nutritional counseling, boxing, kickboxing via Muay Thai, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, wrestling, even a psychologist at times, right? To get their mental mindset the right way. Certainly a strength coach, conditioning coach, all those variables were solved for a UFC athlete. And then you take traditional fitness, the traditional gym or that consumers enroll at, they typically have, you know, $500,000 of equipment. They have some group fitness classes and they try to have decent hours of operation to allow the consumer to work out when they want to work out. We took both those worlds and we combined them together. And so when you go into one of our gyms, let's say it's 30, 40,000 square foot signature gym, you have $1 million of equipment, you have recovery, things like cryotherapy, red light therapy, compression, massage. You sometimes have an armbar cafe, but that intersects with 600 classes a month, whether it's a youth kids programming, whether it's a boxing class, kickboxing class, daily ultimate training, which is performance-based, or I'm sure you'll like this, they have Zumba classes and cycling classes. So holistically, we're not just a gym. We're also a gym that can train you to be just an incredible version of who your potential is through the disciplines of MMA. But we're also a wellness spot where people can holistically eat right and do the right type of recovery services to maximize their results in the least amount of time. And you know this, when you started boxing, there is no modality, there's no piece of equipment saying, hey, do that piece of equipment, it'll give you the same benefits of boxing. Boxing is very functional, right? Your power comes from your core. And it really, when you think about 1, 2, 3, 4, right, there's specific punches that are delivered to be able to drive that workout. It's a killer workout. I mean, if you've ever hit mitts with somebody or if you've just taken a boxing class, it is amazing. Not only do you have a insane workout, but the mental side that I'm sure you feel after you're done with the class, you almost feel like Muhammad Ali, right? You have that kind of confidence that you're a great boxer. So yeah, UFC gym is for everybody, whether you do Zumba or whether you want to do a boxing class or do jiu-jitsu. And it's for the beginner all the way up to the expert. So that's what makes the box amazing once you walk into our four walls.
That's incredible. I think speaking of boxing, so I woke up with a personal trainer with mitts and everything, but like that's the first thing too. I was like, what's your nutrition? Like, let's talk about like your sleep schedule. Like, there's a lot of things that comes into it, which actually we talked about the consumer funnel. Something I found interesting, and obviously I'm a CEO, you're a CEO, a lot of the listeners are executives of our podcast. I saw it in my circles. I'm kind of curious if that's something you guys are seeing and can speak to, even in public figures like Mark Zuckerberg, you know, start working out. It feels like this become almost like back to popularity, because I do think it was popular earlier on, especially boxing, but in general martial arts, of like coming back to popularity, where it is not, and it shouldn't, in my opinion, but should have never been stigmatized as violent, but instead as sort of like control. And I see a lot of executives and company leaders of companies going that route. I know on a personal experience, it really helps you actually handle the day-to-day of like what it is that it takes to be an executive or a leader, and manage that balance of the highs and the lows, and really focus on the functional, which, you know, obviously that's probably the right way to call it, but I just call it like the moves, right? Like, you know, you focus on the moves, you focus on the things in the moment, but you also connect to your natural instinct of being in a fight mode. I personally really like it. I know a lot of executives do. That's kind of my lead up to the question of, is there segmentation to the market that would more lean into UFC gyms versus natural gyms? More than you kind of your desire that it's probably a good idea for everyone. Do you see like segmentation of the, I don't want to say society, but you know, just in general that.
Yeah, no, I get what you're asking. I mean, training in the vehicle of mixed martial arts has become incredibly mainstream. You're seeing professional football, NBA teams do it, because if you think about jiu-jitsu or you think about boxing and the work that you put in and the development and isolation of your core and the different functional movements that you create, it helps you in so many sports. And again, there's no machine that replicates that, right? So when you have the ability to train in this very unique modality, and then you start bringing in confidence. And that's what people are starting to connect the dots with, is that when you take these different MMA classes, your confidence goes through the roof. The way you look at life changes. Like if you're a person that has some type of subtle insecurities as you walk through a UFC gym and you're about to join it, and then you participate in our classes where you have a community of members coming together with a coach that's incredibly inspiring, you start changing as a human being. You find what your potential is of what you can accomplish both personally and professionally. We help you engage into that. And it's not just the obvious where you take a boxing class, right? It's what happens before a boxing class and after a boxing class. It's how you spend time with recovery. Do you do cryotherapy, compression? How do you make sure you take care of your body from a nutritional perspective, right? This is a holistic full body change. We've even added something called Alta to our operating system, which is really cool. So typically 85% of the members, they just want to come in and get a great workout, right? Sometimes it's just equipment and cardio, and sometimes it's taking advantage of an incredible class. But there are that segment of consumers that want to fight. You know, the old term flee or fight, right? I mean, they want to embrace the fight, because at the end of the day, we're all fighters. And the objective of UFC Gym is to empower that fighting spirit. And so working with the company called Alta, we've set up these 20-week fight camps where somebody like yourself can say, hey, okay, I'll jump into this. And you're going to train like a fighter 5 days a week for 20 weeks. At the end of the 20 weeks, you're going to wear headgear, but I'm going to set up a fight for you. And you're actually going to fight another individual in the octagon to really carry out that mission of preparing for a fight and then actually having a fight. Now, it's not about winning or losing that fight. It's the fact that you got on stage, you were prepared, and you were the best person that you could be to take on that opponent, which parallel to that is really the daily adversity that we have every day, right? As a CEO of a company, everybody thinks that your job's cush and that you just make these high-level decisions. You know that's not the case, right? You live in those weeds every day. And so if you can be empowered to take a look at not just your personal life and your fitness life, but your professional life through the lens of MMA and prepare yourself the right way, it makes you good at everything you do, both personally and professionally.
It's the 20 weeks. Like, obviously, to fulfill it, you want to go on the fight, but it is the 20 weeks that makes it. But I have two topics that I think are actually interesting. One, I do want to talk about later on the youth program. I think that's super important. But maybe let's double click for a second into your CEO experience, right? I think two things I kind of like heard and maybe worth double clicking. So first of all, you guys have 150 location, I believe you mentioned. They're not a simple gym. Like you said, you take a space and put equipment in. There's also a lot of importance into the coach themselves. So one thing immediately that came to my mind: hiring is hard in any business and in any industry, but it is extra hard when the half of the product is the staff. Like, how do you guys go about that? Like, you know, you have a new location, or you know, it's a hard job.
And especially as the dynamics of hiring the workforce is changing, right? The entry-level team member is a little bit different than the entry-level team member of 20 years ago. So are wages, right? Wages are getting more and more expensive to operate a business, especially in this beautiful country of California, right? And so so we have all those variables to certainly deal with. And so hiring on the front end is critical. And what I've learned over the last 30 years is a resume can be important, and your accomplishments, of course, your certifications, all that is important. but what's your heart say? What's your grit? What's your passion level? And if you think about the 5 or 6 boxes that you probably check when you hire somebody, every one of those circumstances or times of hiring, you're probably seeing if you engage to that person's passion, to that person's work ethic, their grittiness, and you're really seeing if they want to be involved and engaged in your company or if they just are looking for a job. And you know people that just look for jobs, right? They just go on to the next best thing that they think is best for them. Whereas people that want to join your company out of passion want to make your company better. And so that's our filter is we have an incredible HR team and we have the amazing 3 letters UFC that can attract a lot of talent, including ex-professional fighters, all the way to all of the coaches that fighters have. Mm. Additionally, we have very good relationships with National Academy of Sports Medicine and different certification bodies like DotFit, where we can make sure that as we find the right candidate to be able to take care of our consumers, we also provide them the ability to educate, to create or get through certifications while we're validating that they have credibility within specific disciplines if they're MMA centric. So if we hire a jiu-jitsu instructor that's a black belt, we have to make sure that's a credible hire and that they got their black belt from the right lineage or the right person. If we hire a boxer, the same thing, we have to check and validate to the degree that when we have coaching certifications, they actually have to go through a physical test to pass certification. So we know if the person is authentic and genuine. So to round this off is sometimes I find the best possible team members and leaders from the member base in our gyms. They're the ones that are going into the gym, they're training, they're passionate, they care, and they want to make it a career. And when you extend our business to franchising, where these amazing individuals, these amazing team members can own a part of the brand, it just puts us in a very, very good position to have the right people, the right personalities to create the DNA of who we are as UFC Gym.
This episode is brought to you by Tonkin. Tonkin is the operating system for business operations, providing businesses with the building blocks to orchestrate any process with no code or change management required. Contact us at Tonkin.com to learn how you can build complex processes fast.
It's amazing to me how this is cross industry. You need to hire people that give an F. If they don't care about what they do, that also the members is that I think it's a hire a customer, it's also very cross. I just love those cross references, but it makes a lot of sense, right? At the end of the day, especially in your guy's situation, people go sometimes, they stay in a class or not, they decide to renew or not because they really like the coach, because they really like the staff. And so it's critical. And it's really good to hear about the franchising too, because that's for us in the tech industry, giving options and shares of the companies became like the norm, right? Like any employee that you bring in, you give options. And I think that was such a blessed sort of like movement. I don't know how old it is, probably 20 years or so. Really shifted, a lot of the, it always exists, but like literally every employee in the company has a little bit to a lot, but like at least a little bit. And that I think drives a lot of it. Let me ask you something, maybe, a little bit more back office, right? Managing 150 location. What are the challenges of doing that? Maybe a little bit even on your org structure. Just curious, is it region based? Is it, how do you kind of manage that day to day and as you guys growing into this massive success?
Yeah, good question. So, first it starts with me owning some gyms. So I personally own, I'm a franchisee and I'm participating as a franchisee so I can always understand how a franchisee looks at the business. Once I've established that, which has been done, it's then about creating support for the franchise network. So whether you're a franchise consultant providing services to that franchisee, or all the way to the degree that we have a management service program where very similar to the hotel business, you think of Marriott as an example, where you can buy a franchise club and our UFC Gym corporate team will manage everything for you. From operations to finance to payroll to HR, we'll do it all. And so we hire to appropriately support what functions are required. So we have an incredible, amazing finance team. I have great legal representation on the legal side, legal counsel. We have a real estate division within the organization to identify that. And we create the right swim lanes where people are all swimming the same direction, swimming fast, staying lean, so everybody can make decisions and be empowered to really impact change and positivity for the organization. Do mistakes happen? Of course they do. It happens in every company. And when we make mistakes, it's about identifying them, taking responsibility, solving it, and going out there and creating the right solution-based formula to make sure that mistake doesn't happen again. So I'm thrilled. I mean, I would say very clearly to you that right now, as we sit today, we have the best team at UFC Gym that we've ever had since 2009. The leaders that I have, the people both in our support center, all the way through the field leadership, the franchisee leadership, they operate from their heart and lots of years of experience to properly navigate the adversities and challenges of business. So yeah, we got a good process put together, and it's that we've done a lot of learning over the years, but I feel very, very confident we can properly support the people that need the right support.
Awesome. Well, again, congrats on this. This is exciting. Let's talk about the youth program for a little bit. I think, sort of maybe switching gears a little bit to the cultural place, I think in America, but like probably a lot in the Western world as a whole, the new generation, I have young kids myself, like they don't play outside as much as I used to play outside, right? Their knees are not as bumped as mine was. Like there's all this area. And then there's obviously a lot of other stuff, you know, social networks that mine are too young for, but you know, there's a like, again, I'm sure a lot of people listening to this have kids and maybe put them in karate or things like that. I think the mixed martial arts, the more structured programs are taking more of popularity. Do you think do you feel like this is something that get to a point where, I think in the 90s, like karate was like very popular thing to send your kids to, and then it kind of died a little bit off. How do you see about that generally? And then specifically what you guys are doing with your youth program and maybe some anecdotes that I want to share.
You know, listen, I fear modern day conveniences. I fear where AI is taking us, which is a reduction of calorie expenditure, a reduction of community-centric activities where people correspond, communicate with one another real time. Everything's going through a screen. Everything is going through different channels that are more digital-based that takes away the sincerity of how we connect. And I'm fearful for that. And I think that's where UFC Gym has a responsibility, not just with the obvious of MMA training and conditioning, but also just having gyms where people can go and connect as a community and as a group. So those personal skills, those personality skills remain intact, especially as technology continues to advance. And it starts at a young age. You know, to your point, when you were 4 years old, you were out playing in the sandbox, getting dirty, and your parents probably had to yell at you to come in the house. And when you look at today's world, it's parents yelling at their kids to get out of the house, to go be active and, you know, play in the sandbox. And so we're in this very interesting time. And at UFC Gym, we saw that big opportunity, that lifestyle being taught at a young age and the expectations of what happens through a good lifestyle is created. And the impression is so important when you're at that 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 time frame, right? Are you going to sit in front of an iPad, especially in the COVID era when everybody was stuck in their house in front of an iPad? Are you that profile that's your life? Or do you get outside of that comfort zone? And are you able to go do things that connects with other people and really pushes the bounds of limitation, both physically and mentally? And that's why UFC Gym was created. And when you look at some of the kids that participate in our program, it's not just about the martial arts position of it. It's also just traditional fitness, it's education, but it's also a lot of our youth leaders will ask the kids to bring their report cards, right? So because life can be mimicked in a gym if done correctly. It's not just about the expenditure of calories. It's also about how you do it, how you create confidence, how you look at life. What's your mindset look like? Every person, and certainly every child, has their own lens, right? They all look at life differently. And if somehow we can teach or help facilitate what respect is about, what pushing your limits is about, what setting goals is about, really trying to get whatever state, adult, kid, whatever position you're in, everybody takes on that own personal fight that they have, even if they don't say it, right? You have your own insecurities. And certainly every child that comes in the door typically has their own insecurities. So we need to try to figure out how to overcome those insecurities and get people, kids, adults, very comfortable in their skin, very confident in their skin, to be able to take on the adversities of life, not just today, but as they get older, become young adults, and certainly down the road, mature adults. And so that's the objective and mission that we have at UFC.
Yeah, I'm a big believer. You know, I think the US culture does stand out where it comes to the importance of sports and team sports, right? In sort of like raising kids. But I think, you know, that in the last sentence, you really touched, I think, on something that is important that I do think is unique for martial arts, is it's a combination of the discipline that you do have on other sports, but moving it from competitive which, by the way, I believe competitiveness is a very important trait to develop, but not only the competitiveness of it, but also sort of like the confidence in oneself, sort of like strength and ability. And for me, it's just like for parents that know nothing about martial arts, I think it's something worth looking into and learn, because I do think it actually touches different things that a soccer or a basketball or a football would do, even though those will also keep your kid fit and have, you know, listen to their coach. And it kind of like, I do think there's a different string of personality that the martial arts develop. And so, yeah, I definitely agree with everything you said about the generation. I think, you know, every generation has their things, right? This new generation is going to be much better than us in some other things, but you want to make sure the fundamentals go from generation to generation of respect, of being part of a community, like you said, but also of who are you as part of that biggest narrative. And sometimes you really need to go to the fundamentals of,
think about your role as a CEO. You are out there gaining new clients, new customers, but you know what? Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you lose that potential customer. And at an early age, the reason you're a CEO and more than likely a successful CEO is because you learned how to deal with the adversity of not winning all the time, but instead of being depressed and living in the moment of not winning, what you're doing is you're identifying, how do you win next time, right? How do you adapt and how do you change? And what skills do you need to provide, or what value proposition does your company need to assert? So next time you're in that same situation, the W will be yours. And that is very, very clear that as life continues to age us all, we all get brought up differently, right? Some people are brought up in a very competitive environment and some people are not, and that's okay. Everybody's entitled to live the life that they want to live. But we need to be able to provide places, opportunities for people that want to truly push their limits and truly excel in whatever that they want to do. How can we create that consistent alignment from a personal health standpoint, right? How can we create that alignment from a fitness community standpoint to allow you to assert that into your professional life so you can take on those adversities?
Absolutely. You know, this is kind of like the thing that I think I want to highlight on that part, right? Is that competitiveness, like you said, some come from a competitive environment, some not. And this is what I found to be important for people to understand about that area of both physical and mental training when it comes to martial arts? It's not about the fight itself as much as the preparation for the fight. And this is kind of like, I give, you know, praises to the American culture where it comes to this competitive sports. But I think the competitiveness of it becomes the only important part, and it's not the only important part. Like, there's a lot of it. It's not about the actual fight. It's about the fact that you feel you're ready to fight if the fight comes, kind of thing. And that to me is something that you're completely right. Any successful person, it doesn't matter if it's a CEO, if it's a singer, you know, if it's a dancer, like, the one thing that is shared to all of them is that when you fall down, you get back up. And you fall down, you get back up again. And then between them, obviously, to reduce the amount of falling down, you learn and try to improve. But that's almost like secondary to the point of getting back up. And I think when it comes to kids, that is the one thing personally that I fear the most about kids that are not conditioned to get back up. First, get back up. Now let's improve. All right. And so this is where I'm leaning more and more into, like, my analysis of, like, why this becomes more popular. Why is this coming back to mainstream? Why is this important? Because I think people are realizing that we have lost a little bit in our kind of like culture and education. We've lost that piece, and it's very critical.
Yeah, 100%. I think you're looking at it the exact right way.
Awesome, man. Well, something I like to ask, you know, at the end, thank you for this. Was great, very inspiring. What is maybe something that you've heard earlier in your career, advice or an idea that really inspired you and, like, stayed with you?
Well, I'm kind of a simple person. Thank God for gyms, because if gyms weren't here, I don't know what I'd be doing professionally. So it's the only thing I know. But from a business perspective, every one of us has challenges, and we all carry our own set of emotions. And when you're competitive and you're driven, often it's easy to lose control of your emotions and make emotional-based decisions versus data, fact-based decisions that, you know, can be backed up with points that make sense for the decision that you made. And so one thing that was taught early on that is going to be so simple, but really from a leadership perspective, allows you to keep a clear mind. Control what you can control and don't worry about what you can't control. Right? Because if you do worry about what you can't control, it's a never-ending prophecy of negativity. But by focusing on what you can control, you can go to bed sleeping very soundly because you did everything in your human potential to make sure the outcome turned out the right way.
Seriously nodding here for those of listening and not watching, because yeah, there is one philosophy that I agree with. By the way, I think it's a very CEO thing too. Like, you cannot be bothered by things that you can't, that are not in your control. There's enough things. And I 100% agree. Hey, man, this was awesome. Adam, thank you so much. I'm assuming people just Google UFC gym if they want to learn more or check you guys out.
Yeah, just ufcgym.com, and we're on all the social media platforms. If anybody wants to reach out to me, I'm on LinkedIn. Instagram is CEO UFC Gym. And yeah, we're here to help, and we like to drive through empathy. So reach out and let's get fit together.
Awesome. Thanks, man, for the conversation, and good luck.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Modern Business Operations. You can see the show notes and all of the resources mentioned on today's episode at tonkin.com/mbopod. Thank you for listening, and be sure to subscribe for updates on future episodes. And if you're interested in staying up to date on the latest in business operations technology, head over to tonkin.com.